Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and of course that means it is time for SCW Radio. Now, a good bit to talk about this week, and as you probably would have assumed, considering we're only a couple of days removed now from the Still Standing event this past Friday. So, and of course we're going to get into the results from that and everything that went down. We're going to talk about it here on SCW Radio. But first and foremost, guys, if you want to be on this week's edition of SCW Radio, that guest call-in number, as it is each and every week, is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, if you would like to communicate with us through ways other than via your phones, you can do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's show, which is the 715 edition. And a chat room will be launched from there. You can communicate to us from there as well. So there you go, guys. Anything will be answered on this episode, as we say each and every week. All questions, comments, concerns, we'll take them on the open lines, and we'll also take them in our chat. So let's go ahead and get some things started here, and let's talk about what went down at Still Standing this past Friday, the 10th. Of course, yours truly opened up the event. How other way would you want to see the SCW show start? And I decided to call out this supposed general manager who was going to be taking office, so to speak. And I was surprised to see an individual who I'd never really seen before going by the name Kevin Anderson. And, you know, that's one thing. Even though later on I would later find out he isn't exactly an individual I would want to be calling a general manager. That wasn't it. He was also joined by a, quote, co-general manager and a man who I fired back at Blaze of Glory back in April, Brian White. So, you know, right off the rip, Still Standing, not off to a good way, if you ask me. You know, co-general managers, I'm going to have to deal with these guys. We all know Brian White's an idiot, and we're learning more day by day that this Kevin Anderson guy is even worse. So I'll leave it at that, and we'll move on with the show. Up first, the very first match of the evening for the SCW Internet Championship would see champion Anderson Strong defend the title against Cat Daddy. And this one had a very similar ending to what we saw at the show even before this at Ace in the Hole. Going back to Ace in the Hole, we would see Cat Daddy get a disqualification victory over Anderson Strong. However, in this one, Cat Daddy gets the win again, but it's not going to win him the title because it was by a countout. So now at this point, we have seen Cat Daddy defeat Anderson Strong not once but twice. However, it's not counting. It's not giving him what he wants in these scenarios. He is still not the SCW Internet Champion, and the giant Anderson Strong hangs on to the title after simply leaving Cat Daddy in the ring and walking away. So very interested to see how this is going to go from here. Anderson Strong definitely has some sort of a plan, an agenda, so to speak, for Cat Daddy, and Cat Daddy is getting extremely to say the least. You're talking about a guy who has been literally scratching and clawing here at SCW Entertainment for several months to become champion. Things didn't work out with himself and Del Frito and the tag titles, and apparently Anderson Strong is going to make sure it doesn't work out with the Internet Championship either, but that's all in due time. We'll find out what the next chapter of their saga is coming soon. Now, after that, we would see SCW official Josh Ramsey, who came to SCW Council several days before the event and requested a matchup. You know, anyone who's been in the SCW Entertainment shows this year alone has seen that Mr. Ramsey has been the victim of several rogue employees of this company. We'll say that, to say the least. We've seen, you know, guys like Tanner Stone spit in his face, kiss him. We've seen Ben Wright putting his hands on him. We've seen, you know, several individuals at SCW Entertainment put their hands on this kid, and he wanted a match. And as a trained wrestler, which he actually is, we gave him a match against the returning Del Frito And I got to tell you, I was very impressed with Josh Ramsey's performance. Not only did he go out there and, in my estimation, put on an excellent contest, but he gets the win in his SCW Entertainment debut. So, you know, got to tell you, Josh Ramsey's one of those guys you might want to keep your eye on. He's definitely, even after his first match, I can see he's a guy who's going to be on the rise. Now, the next matchup we would see was the last man standing match between Mr. Smith and Ace Harris, a match that is a tradition that's still standing. And for the third year in a row, or excuse me, the fourth year in a row, this tradition continues. In the past, we have seen myself and James Hall in these last man standing matches. I'm sure everybody remembers that. We've seen TJ Boss and Anderson Strong in these matches. I'm sure everyone remembers that one as well. More recently, Daniel Maxim and Sean Storm. All three great matches, and this one lived up to the hype as these gentlemen literally beat the hell out of each other. I can say that without any doubt in my mind. We saw things from brass knuckles to baseball bats to steel chairs to a dumpster to a vacuum cleaner. These two literally beat the crap out of each other. And in the end, Mr. Smith gets the win over Ace Harris in this last man standing match. And, you know, if the previous weeks are any indication, I'm pretty sure we'll hear from one of these gentlemen on this radio broadcast this evening. So hopefully that is. Get some insight as to where they see it. Now, next up, this is where the show gets a little bit more south for me, as if the intro, the beginning of the show, wasn't enough. GPA, being the fighting champions that they were, came to the ring, made their open challenge for the tag team titles, had been public knowledge for several weeks now, and who would answer the call but XGR's latest graduate, our school of wrestling, Austin Carter. This guy's got a lot of hype behind him. And I think a lot of people were ready to see him debut, and he answers GPA's challenge. And when he introduced his tag team partner, we go back to the beginning of this radio show when I tell you, once again, an individual who I had fired back at Blaze of Glory rears his head again, courtesy of Kevin Anderson and Brian James, that being TJ Boss, Brian Wyatt. Now, guys, I got to tell you, you know, this was probably one of the lowest points of the show for me. Having him back in the company, not a whole lot I can do about it at the moment. However, I am working on it. But we saw GPA, and it even kind of hurts to say, finally relinquish the tag team titles in this match after a reign of 258 days, the longest tag team title reign in SCW history. And that's coming from me, so yeah, I definitely do keep up with that. Now, guys, once again in this one, the tag team titles did change hands, and they changed hands to also a guy who in my book doesn't even work here, and an individual having his very first wrestling match. Think what you will. But, you know, like I said, I'm not too happy about it, but we're going to move on to the main event, which was scheduled to be Tanner Stone defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against Dean Richards. However, moments before the bell rang, we would hear the Professor Murdoch's music. He hits the ring, cashing in his ace in the hole contract, making this a triple threat elimination match for that SCW Heavyweight Championship. Now, interestingly enough, in this match, the very first man eliminated was the champion, Tanner Stone. Leaving everyone to know there would be a new champion crown. And I got to tell you, I was pulling for Professor Murdoch. It just didn't come out my way because at the end of the night, Dean Richards, after a GTS pinning the Professor Murdoch, becoming the new SCW Heavyweight Champion. Can't really say I'm too excited about that, but once again, we'll move on from there. There's your results, guys. That is how Still Standing went down. Five incredible matches and some things I'm not exactly too happy about, but as I understand, a lot of you out there are. So now with that said, really quick note before we start taking some calls and giving out some social media information, definitely go check out our YouTube channel, guys, which, like I said, we're going to be giving out links here in just a moment. New video on there from Ian Osborne, weighing in on the Still Standing show, so definitely go check that out. Now, like we do each and every week here on SCW Radio, we're going to give you guys the links and tell you where you can find us on social media. So you can follow, friend, like, and share SCW Entertainment. And you can do that by first visiting our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, we're on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or direct link at facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. We're also at Twitter at SCW Greenwood, or of course twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. We're also on YouTube, where that video I was just telling you guys about, you can find it there at youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Also, guys, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. we're here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment for SCW Radio. Of course, our Instagram account at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment, and our Tumblr account at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us at other various sites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, SoundCloud, and more. So there you go, guys. No reason why you can't like, friend, share, follow, whatever the situation may entail, SCW Entertainment all over social media. Now, with that said, guys, I think we're going to go ahead and jump into some calls here one more time before we. I want to give out that guest call-in number at 713-955-0804. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines right now with our first caller. So last four digits, 3193, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, Mr. Van, I'm sorry things didn't go your way at Still Standing this past Friday, but it's Mr. ACE, Mr. Country Boy Fresh, and aside from knowing how you're feeling about the show, I hope you're doing all right.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I think what everyone seems to forget is I'm the owner of this company, so I am in a good mood because at the end of the day, everyone works for me, including the general managers, and if they don't do their job the way it needs to be done, I'll see to it that they are out of this company. So you know what, Ace? Great mood despite everything that's going on. Now, you on the other hand, you kind of had a night similar to mine, I would say. You were in the last man standing match, which, by the way, I'm not taking anything away from either one of you guys. I really appreciated the match. I thought you two literally beat the crap out of each other. And everyone seemed to be thoroughly entertained by it. However, you didn't get the win. After things got pretty personal on social media, there was definitely some fists flying in this one. Unfortunately, you didn't pick up the win. Your comments?
Well, you know, I went out there, and first of all, you know, it was great to be back at Still Standing, Cornacle Fire Department, you know, always a great crowd there. And for once, you know, the fans were behind me. They was pulling for me. They was keeping me going in the match, you know. For 1 second, you know, when I came out there, I had my back turned from Antonio for maybe a second too long, and maybe that's what caused me. Maybe, you know, he caught me off guard. But, you know, no excuses. We went out there. We beat the hell out of each other. He got the win. He won the battle. But to me, the war is not over. You know, we threw everything we had at each other, but obviously the outcome was Mr. Smith was obviously better than me. I'm Still Standing. Yeah, I'm man enough to say that. But, you know, yeah, it's funny that you say what you said earlier. You're the boss. Everybody works for you, and you're the exact man I've been wanting to talk to since Still Standing. You know, I don't know if you can get the message across to Mr. Smith, but it's not over between me and him. And I want him to pay close attention in the coming weeks.
You know, man, I got to tell you, that is a match that I could take care of at any moment. We are currently working on the next SCW event, and there are some rumors flying that it's going to be a special type of event, one that everyone has seen here on annual occasion, but I won't let anything out. I won't let that cat out of the bag too early. What I will say, Ace, is that I believe the SCW fans were into what you guys were doing, no matter how bad you may have actually been hurting each other. They were into it, and that means ticket sales, to be quite honest with you. So with that said, I look at things in dollars and cents, and if you guys want to continue going out there and beating the crap out of each other, hey, that's fine by me.
Well, real quickly, being you say this, you know, why wait? You're the man to talk to. We're live on the SCW radio show like we are every week. at 6:30. And I want to issue this challenge to Mr. Smith because, like I said, I'm not through with him. He got the win over me and still standing. But this is by far over. Two words. I said it over Facebook. I've hashtagged it for a couple of days now. And then two words or I quit. If he's the man he says he is, and the man that came is still standing, then he should have no problem accepting my challenge. He came to me weeks ago and offered me the still standing, an offer I couldn't refuse, or let me make him an offer he can't refuse. I challenged him to an I quit match. And let's make it more interesting. Fans bring their weapons this time.
Well, that's an interesting challenge there. And it just so happens we have Mr. Smith in on the other line here, so let's go ahead and take that right now, and let's hear what he has to say about it. So, Mr. Smith, is that you?
How you doing, Mr. Van? How you doing?
Yeah, you know what? I'm good, but I don't know if you've heard. Ace is laying down some challenges over here to you, man.
Well, speaking of challenge, you already lost the last man standing and still standing at the 6th anniversary show. Now you want more of a beating. Better yet, you offer a quit match. What more? Already took your soul. It's nothing left for me to take. So,
simple.
Ace Harris, I think you might want to come with a better offer, because I already took your soul at still standing. The next show, there's nothing left. I can't take your soul again. So better yet, I deny your offer.
Yeah. I kind of figured after still standing, you would find a way to cower down, that you would have nothing left to prove, that you've done all to me that you could possibly do. Maybe you're scared because you threw everything you had at me. And yeah, in the end it was enough, but maybe that was all you had. Like I said before, I'm the future, you're the past. Yeah, I lost it, still standing, but you denying my offer just makes you the coward that deep down inside, after still standing, I didn't think was there, but I mean, you're making it clear to everybody now. So that's okay. There's always a plan B, Antonio. You got the best of me and still standing, but if it happened again, well, I believe you think things would be a little bit different.
Ace. Where are you going to get to your head? I took your soul and still standing. Now you offer an I quit match. But better yet, you cannot offer me a title shot. You can't offer me the SCW heavyweight title. You can't offer me the extreme title. You can't offer me the internet title. I'm looking for a goal. I'm not looking for another match. I'm looking for a goal. And whoever wears the goal, that's whoever I'm going to take their soul with it.
Well, good luck with any title you may go for, because you refusing my challenge, I'm telling you right now that any gold you go for, I will be right there to do whatever it takes to make sure that you do not walk out with any kind of championship. The X title, the tag title, the heavyweight championship, the internet title, I will do whatever I can to make sure that you don't get that glory that you don't deserve because you're a coward. What's going to happen when you get that? What's going to happen when you win the gold? Are you going to turn away challengers because you're a champion? It's okay. It's okay, Mr. Smith. Coward your way out. There's always a plan B.
Ace. Once I win the SCW heavyweight title, since you want to bring up our quit match, once I guaranteed and prevail and gain victory from the SCW heavyweight champion himself, Mean Dean Richards. I will give you an opportunity for your I Quit match for the SCW heavyweight title.
Kind of jumping the gun there a little bit, aren't you, Mr. Smith? I mean, you still would have to get that done, which brings me to a question. And this is a question that I'd like to ask you, Mr. Smith, because, you know, we saw the kind of performance you put on at Still Standing, being the last man standing. How do you think you would stack up against the new SCW heavyweight champion, Dean Richards?
That's a good question. Me and Mean Dean Richard have faced each other in a triple threat match and also a one-on-one at Ace in the Hole. How I stack up? I let my business tell in the match when I face him one-on-one. But bring me to my next conclusion, Ben Wright. Want to walk around and want to get a title shot, even though he haven't been in SCW for quite a while. Ben, I seen you wrestle. Better yet, Ben, how about this? Me and you for a one-on-one match, or better yet, I come out there and watch. If you beat Dean Richards, I challenge you for the SCW heavyweight title. Since you want to brag about your number one contenders match, or you want the SCW heavyweight title. How about this? I'll sit right beside Mr. Van and decide who I want to go against for the SCW heavyweight title.
You know, man, at this point in time, it's actually a very interesting time for the SCW heavyweight title, if you want my opinion. Those of you who don't know, Tanner Stone has announced via his social media accounts he's going to be taking a break from professional wrestling, which means his rematch clause that he's entitled to is pretty much open. It's in the air, and I know there are a lot of people who have already made intentions for challenging for that title. We're not exactly sure. We haven't heard anything from the Professor Murdoch since his loss is Still Standing, but who we have heard from are yourself, obviously, Mr. Smith, and Ben Wright, both making known you want a shot at the championship. So to be honest with you, as it stands right now, myself and the council included, no official decisions have been made on who the next number one contender will be. With that said, that definitely leaves room for opportunity for someone to impress us, for someone to maybe sway our minds. So, Mr. Smith, if you want to make your case, I'm sure the council will hear this, so go ahead.
Let's see, the SCW council. You've seen what I've done at Still Standing against Ace Harris. Now you hear that he want a rematch against me for our quit match. Or better yet, how about this, Ace Harris, and also SCW counselor? If Ace want to be in the picture for SCW heavyweight title, I'm not far to find. I'm not hard to find. But you will never find me. That's the question. Because I'll be lurking and watching y'all the whole time, 24/7.
Excuse me, Mr. Van. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Ace.
I have a question only for you because you're the man to talk to. And like I said, I have no problem with you. You're the man. You're the boss. You know, you signed my paychecks. So, but I have a question for you. If you guys are looking for Mr. Smith to prove to you guys that, you know, maybe he belongs in the title picture, you know, and I'm still not finished with it. Maybe you can make this match happen no matter what. I mean, if he beats me, maybe that's enough to impress you. If he can make me quit, maybe that's enough to impress you. I want this match, and he wants to be the SCW heavyweight champion. So that seems like enough motive right there for maybe a Mr. Smith and Ace Harris part two.
Well, I got to tell you, Ace, not a bad idea, not a bad idea. And like I said, obviously myself and the council we listen to these radio broadcasts, and I will take these ideas back with them, and we'll see what comes of it. But I will say this, I was actually having a halfway decent time on this radio show, that is, until I looked up and saw that the Wide Load himself has called in once again this week. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to try to give him some airtime if his Obama phone doesn't bottom out again. So, Wide Load, you there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right. Well, try this each and every week. We're going to try it again. We're going to see if you can get it without your phone bottoming out. I know you got that Obama phone. So, all right, go ahead, man. What do you got to say?
I'll say that was a great show Friday. New champions crowned, tag team champions, and the heavyweight champions crowned. Dean Richard, congratulations, Dean. You earned it.
So you're proud Dean Richards beat an injured champion to win the title. You're proud of that?
Yeah, it was about time. You don't sound so happy for that, do you?
Well, no, I don't think an injured champion should be forced to compete for his title until he is 100% first off. So, no, I'm not excited about that. And I'm also not excited about the new tag team champions. First off, who the hell is Jackson Carter, and what is he doing wearing my company's tag team title? Second off, TJ Boss doesn't work here, according to me, and I'm the boss. So I don't see how he's a tag team champion. But you know what? If you thought it was a fantastic show, I'm sure you did. Sure, you love this new co-GM thing between Brian White and Kevin Anderson. You're in love with that, aren't you?
Oh, yes. You're the bottom dollar. I am.
Okay, so you know what? You're a fan of SCW Entertainment. You've been coming to shows for years now. Let me ask you a question. What exactly makes Brian White and this Kevin Anderson guy any better at running the show than someone like me, who has been here since day one? I mean, honestly.
To me, they more better because they call things right down the middle, and they ain't biased like some people are.
Are you insinuating that I'm biased?
Well, at point of time, yes.
Okay, explain to me how you feel biased. I'm open to constructive criticism. Go ahead.
Well, look what happened at Blaze of Glory. You were very biased. We didn't know it was coming. You screwed TJ out of the title and fired him. Not only that, you fired Brian White as well.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe you didn't watch the video I made, but those things.
Oh, hold on,
Mr. Van.
You don't have to explain yourself. You explain it through a video. You don't have to explain yourself what you have done. In my eyes, I believe TJ Boss should not have been reinstated. He should not have won the SCW Tag Team Champions. I agree with Mr. Van. Mr. Van did a hell of a job, and he done the best job, the excellent job, an awesome job at SCW Entertainment. Now, Mr. Wylow, you need to just sit down, pay your tickets, and watch the show. Therefore, I do the same thing like I did to Ace Harris and still standing. So sit down and shut your mouth.
I fully agree with everything. I endorse everything you just said. Especially you, Wide Load.
I got a question for you.
I'm sure you do. Go ahead.
You know what? When HR hit you with that camera 6 foot smile like a sick man, is that your sick smile? You got a smile on your face right now? Dude, I'll punch it right off your face.
You saw what I done to Ace Harris that's still standing. Now you see one of your heroes won another shot at me for part two. But Mr. Wallow, let's ask the fans. themselves, since you are a super fan, and also your sidekick, Eric Baker, is a super fan. What do y'all think of a part two, Mr. Smith versus Ace Harris in an I Quit match? What's your perception on that?
I think that would be a great match, I Quit match. You and Country Boy Fest. And you know what? You look like Bill Cosby on drugs.
What?
Wait, smiling. You look like Bill Cosby on drugs.
And there it went. Obama phone bottomed out. Sorry, I couldn't take any more. we've gone into after call now at 7 o'clock. So I think we're going to go ahead and start winding some things down. So let's go ahead and do what we do every week and give everyone on the line their closing thought. We'll start with you, Harris. Go ahead.
Well, we've heard it from the fans. Well, the super fan, Christopher Wideman. It's kind of hard not to call him Wideman there. But I agree with him. I agree that Ace Harris versus Antonio Smith would part two would be probably the best damn match they've ever seen. And I also agree with you, Mr. Van, when you say that if he wants a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship and he's looking for, you guys are looking for, what opportunity can he bring to the table? It's right there, Antonio. Accept the I Quit match. Put me to rest once and for all. I think you're scared personally. But I'm Mr. Country Boy Fred, and I'm out.
All right, well, we'll go to you next. Your response, your closing thoughts.
Ace Harris, since you want this I Quit match so bad that you want me brutally beat the living hell out of you, how about this? You put up a poll for the SCW Entertainment, SCW Nation, see if they want a part two, Mr. Smith, Ace Harris, in an I Quit match. Now, the stipulation, if you lose, it's a last chance match. If you lose, I do not want another match with you. I do not want, better yet, let's change that stipulation. How about this? I want your brother to sit in the crowd this time so it can be more devastating in this match that you want so bad. Put a poll up for the SCW Nation to see what they say. If they say yes, I accept your I Quit match. If they say no, then the battle and the war is far from over.
You can make that.
All right, we'll go to you now. Wideman, don't do anything stupid. What are your closing thoughts?
Yes, don't do nothing stupid.
But you know what? I'm talking to Bill Cosby and Al Bundy. What a great couple in wrestling. From sitcom to wrestling, y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Go back to TV show.
Did you hear that, Ace? He called you Bill Cosby.
I think he did.
I think that was the first guy there.
Nah, I don't think he was talking to me. I'm not Al Bundy. I think he was talking to you, Ace. Weren't you, Wideman?
I agree.
No, I'm talking to you, Sean Van. Only you. And
no, you're not. You're not worthy enough for me, sir, so I'm going to have to ask you to sit down. Now, with that said, guys, I think what we're going to do is go ahead and wrap this edition of SCW Radio up. It's been a very eventful one, as it always is. So with that said, I would like to definitely thank Mr. Smith for calling in. He had some amazing opinions there of my job and what I'm doing here. So I appreciate that, Mr. Smith. Ace.
You're welcome, Mr. Van.
You know, Wideman, yeah, you gotta quit calling because I can't deal with you, man. But with that said, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up this week's edition of SCW Radio. And you know, guys, we're here each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Next week will be no exception. So until then, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.